Governor Greg Abbott threatening to kick Democratic state lawmakers out of the legislature for leaving the state ahead of a vote on redistricting. The Republicans drawing up new maps mid-decade after President Trump said he wanted to see five more GOP seats picked up in Texas. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll do the same thing for Democrats in his state. New tariffs take effect today with fears about price hikes.
We've now heard warnings from a number of companies that customers would start paying higher prices. Procter & Gamble just last week raised its prices this month. Best Buy, Walmart, Dollar General, and Mattel have been talking about price increases, some echoing Walmart, which said the prices of imported items could go up, but they would keep prices, quote, as low as we can. They know that customers want to see lower prices.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. President Trump says he'll name a new Bureau of Labor Statistics chief after firing the old one following a disappointing report on jobs. This is ABC News. The lobby of 345 Park Avenue in Midtown Manhattan reopened this morning, a week after the New York City mass shooting that left four people dead and one critically wounded. ABC's Phil Tate is outside the building with new information on the shooter, 27-year-old Shane Tamura.
Authorities did reveal 47 rounds were fired from Tamura's M4 rifle, with 24 shell casings found on the 33rd floor and in the lobby. 23 shell casings and 13 bullet fragments that were also found. Now, important to note, detectives do say that there were two calls that were made to Tamura on the day of the incident. One of those calls came in just an hour before. Both of them lasted just under a minute. Detectives do say that they are withholding that information as to right now as to what specifically was discussed.
A person close to Tamura's family says he had sought medical help for frequent and debilitating headaches. A note left behind appears to have blamed the NFL, which was housed in that building, for what Tamura thought was the brain disease CTE. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court now has a new justice.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion:
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution and protect the rule of law, even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits alleging Musk violated state election bribery laws. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Sholly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's been 60 years since the Milwaukee Braves played their final game at County Stadium and moved to Atlanta. 5 years later, the Seattle Pilots became the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight, it's the Brewers and the Braves in Atlanta. The crew still with the best record in baseball after sweeping the Nationals over the weekend. They won again yesterday, 14-3. Manager Pat Murphy says it starts with a veteran like Christian Yelich leading the way.
It starts with Yelich when your top experienced offensive player is on base five times. That sets the tone for everyone else.
NFL, the Packers had some standout players on defense on family night, including big number 93 defensive lineman Nazir Stackhouse, who says he already knew about a half a dozen Packers players from his time in Georgia.
Just me knowing some of the guys on the team, Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, John Fitzpatrick, Nico Harmon, Javon Buller. You know what I mean? Just me knowing those guys made me feel comfortable coming here.
That's Nazir Stackhouse with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay Weather. We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW. And good morning, friends. It's Laura McKenna, and it is so, so good to be back home with you once again on the air in Green Bay.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? They used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be lost. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Upon your door, you just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about me? Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know?
You've got a friend. It's James Taylor on Local News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 FM. And it is good to be back with all my friends. Eric Westfall coming your way this afternoon. Dan Marcus. We did a little high five in the hallway as we passed each other. It is good to be back. Good to be in Green Bay and good to be bringing you all those local news updates. Find out what's going on right here in the area. Another one coming your way in about 10 minutes on WGBW.
Good morning, it's Jane Natnair. If you're looking for Greg and me, you can still find us on 1100 AM WISS or on the Civic Media app. We're still there along with all of your other Civic Media shows that you could be looking for. Find Natnair on air anywhere on the Civic Media app or on the air at 1100 AM WISS.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000 plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car,
tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
WGBW bringing you the local news. We're still going to do that. And also the timeless hits with Windy there. And if it could just, if the winds could go a little back up towards Canada and take some of the wildfire smoke, if you were doing anything outside this weekend and you're feeling a little scratchy in the throat, believe me, I get it. Packers family night or just doing some yard work over the weekend. If you're like, am I coming down with something? I feel like I'm so scratchy. I'm drinking some throat coat tea right now just to kind of clear that. It was probably just the smoke in the air, and hopefully that kind of blows out of the area soon. Let's get you the local news update right here from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. In Wisconsin, you don't have to wear a bike helmet. Though it's a good idea, state law doesn't require it. But cities and towns can write their own rules, and that's what the village of Ashwaubenon has done amid a complete rewrite of its rules for things that roll. The village now requires helmets for anyone under the age of 16 riding a bicycle, e-bike, or electric scooter. That requirement is rare in Wisconsin. Here's village manager Joel Gregozetsky explaining it at a meeting a few weeks ago.
There's only, I believe, one municipality in the state of Wisconsin that has a helmet requirement. The provision within our code basically models exactly their code. It has been challenged and it has been upheld. So we feel confident that that provision would be sufficient.
That other municipality is Port Washington, which also requires all bicycle riders under the age of 16 wear a helmet. In Port Washington, the fine is no more than $25 for parents and guardians. The village of Ashwaubenon has gone further to $50.
If you don't have it in a wallet, you're not going to do any good about it. The $5 and $10, that's pit chunk change.
The helmet rule comes as part of a broader overhaul of Ashwaubenon's laws on electric bicycles and scooters. Members of the board say they welcome calls from the community and hope to start a wider conversation about safety as scooters and e-bikes proliferate. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today, otherwise mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Looks on me gone.
Captain and Daniil on Local News and Timeless Hits WGBW. And you can listen on the air to 97.9 FM, playing all this great music for you now. Or you can catch us on that Civic Media app. And if you need a little help finding us, go to civicmedia.us.
I woke up this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
I got a feeling.
We're doing it all for you, Green Bay local news, and also these timeless hits that you have loved for decades right here on WGBW. Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. Keeping you informed in the greater Green Bay area from our Civic Media Studios. You can see them right in downtown Green Bay on Washington Street. If you drive by, you know, the north end of the street, just look in the windows. We like that. We like people waving to us from outside. I'm Laura McKenna. It is so good to be back in Green Bay with you, and I cannot wait to spend every morning and into the early afternoon with you. It's going to be a lot of fun right here on WGBW.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, "Where are the bodies?" We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, "We need some guys to go back and get them." I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, "Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies." And I'm like, "Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck?" He said, "No, because they would just blow it up, and we can't afford to lose that truck." I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me, and we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents, local law enforcement, and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
97.9 FM.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the
loved you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
You're singing along on local news and timeless hits. It's WGBW. In fact, I can hear you through the speakers. It sounds great, so keep on going.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition divided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
Echoes from a better time. 97.9 FM. WGBW.
Thank you.
paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some of the Democratic lawmakers who've left Texas to avoid a vote on a mid-decade redistricting are now in Illinois, and some are in New York, fighting the move that will give the Republicans likely five new seats in Texas. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has more on why.
People are basically disgusted. They're disgusted with this trampling of their basic human rights, rights that we've always cherished and fought for in this country. And that is precisely why New York has a strong interest in what is occurring almost across the country in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott threatening to kick the Democrats out of the legislature if they don't return to Texas by this afternoon. Another round of Trump tariffs taking effect later this week. The new taxes kicking in for about 60 countries. Prices expected to rise as a result. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff expected to be in Moscow this week for talks on ending the war in Ukraine. Last week he was in Gaza, where humanitarian groups say continuing to block aid will result in famine. This is ABC News. A six-year-old named Leo says he still likes the giant octopus at the San Antonio Aquarium, even though it bruised his arm. The boy's mom posting on TikTok about the encounter.
She says when Leo touched the animal, something unusual happened.
Very, very quickly, the tentacles started to wrap around his arm, and he said, "Mom, I can't get away." And so I grabbed him, and I tried pulling him away from the glass.
It felt like my mom and the octopus were playing tug-of-war with my arm.
Taryn says it took three employees about 5 minutes to pry the octopus off of Leo.